Good morning. It's 6:50 and I'm just waking, and because I was in bed for hours yesterday with my back, I'm going to start today live on Audioboo with checking out what state my back is in. And since I'm only just waking up, this Audioboo is going to be reveal me in all my incoherence. The question is, what's going on in the back? Am I going to be able to get out of bed today? It feels a lot better. At least I had a good night's sleep. I can move around in the bed. I can move my legs quite freely. I'm lying on the back and both legs are able to move around. The question is, can I walk? Just try to sit. Put the phone down beside me here rather than holding it. But let me just see if I can get up. Oh, that's much better. Yes, I'm now able to sit on my bottom in bed. Back propped up against the back of the bed. I can tell that there's something wrong with the back, all right, because I can feel twitches, but nothing at all like yesterday. I'm going to get out of bed. Throw back the bed clothes. Turn sideways on the bed, so I'm looking sideways out of the bed. Yes, I can feel. Oh yeah, there's quite a lot wrong down there. Push myself up with my hands. Stand upright. Walk across the room slowly. I can feel my knees cracking. Oh yeah, the bottom left-hand side of my back, there's something wrong, you can tell immediately. But I'm not going to be lying in bed today, all day. I think it just needed rest. I think it's going to recover. I mean, if I were to take a painkiller, I wouldn't notice very much at all, I'd say. My biggest worry is that, I'll think, oh, everything is fine, and then it'll come back again, because it was quite a shock to go from being perfectly normal to not hardly being able to move. Yeah. There's something the matter with my back, all right, but it ain't that serious. I can rock my shoulders from side to side. Okay, I'll carry on now. I'll stop recording the Audioboo and I'll just wiggle the body around a bit. Then I'll come back to you. Okay, if I stand upright and put my hands by both down each side and then move from left to right, the hands will go down. I have mobility, basically. I have a tenderness, I have pain, but only when I stretch it out a bit. It feels very much. It's pouring rain outside. I can lift my arms above my head, move from side to side. If I fold my arms and then turn the body to the right and left, I'm fine. On the on the revolving axis of right to left, up and down is the thing that causes a difficulty. Now, if I try to bend down, I'm a bit afraid to test it out by bending down. Because if I do that, and I've got this picture that sometimes people bend down to tie their shoelace and seize up. Anyway, it's good news. It's very good news. I've been an awful lot worse. I'm going to walk downstairs to the kitchen, make myself a cup of tea. Oh, I can walk around. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. When I bent down to pick up the earbuds, I didn't lean. I gingerly lowered myself, keeping a dead straight back, nervously. But I got them. Yeah, I'm in pretty good nick. This is great news.